Welcome to On the Issue. This is Matt Tucker. This episode we'll be discussing if Trump can really win the nomination. Trump gets a lot of attention, so I just want to go ahead and get this part out of the way. I understand this is my first episode and we're already talking about Trump, but it is a very hot topic right now, and I just want to give you guys the facts and just give you a little bit of information about him, and then let you know what I think on whether or not he can win the nomination for Republican president. So I'm going to start with his past. If you guys have ever looked into his past, it's actually really important and interesting, because as you guys know, he lived in New York, and New York is one of the most liberal places in the United States. So if you look at I want to specifically quote him. In 2004, Trump said, and I quote, "I probably identify more as a Democrat." Trump was pro-choice, he was pro-gun control and assault weapons, and he was pro-gay marriage, and he supported many other liberal policies. So, why the change? Well, no one really knows for sure. He claims that he had a realization and had a change of policy because he became more aware of what is going on. And he also brings up that Reagan had changes on issues as well for the same exact reasons. But I think he's just trying to give an excuse for his changes. Now, I'm not saying whether I believe him currently or not. Most of the times, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I would just like to say and point out that this is something you need to watch out for, especially if we're talking about electing someone as our president, someone that is going to represent us and run this country for the next 4, maybe 8 years. So, if he has this past, why is he leading the Republican ticket? There are many reasons why. I'm going to start by listing them out. Number one, he throws political correctness completely out of the window. American people are so fed up with political correctness in this country because it has become ridiculous. This is my opinion coming out a little bit, but I believe that this country has become too politically correct. And Trump is standing up to that. Now, I believe he has gone way too far with it. But it's refreshing to a lot of Americans that someone is standing up to the political correctness that everyone else is trying to stay in line with. Number two, he also stands up to corrupt government and the media. This is a big thing, because a lot of Americans want someone to stand up to the corrupt government, and especially media. Media has taken over so much, and they are filled with lies. Trump is standing up to them, and everyone loves to hear someone standing up to the people that have been bullying us this entire time. He does not apologize for his actions. He stands by them. Whether that's a good thing or not, I mean, you could argue either way, but a lot of people like that about him, that he does not apologize for what he says. Number four, he has not run by any PACs that he has to attend to. Essentially, what you see is what you get. You do not have to worry about him changing his mind on policy issues because he has to give someone back a favor because they donated to him. Essentially, he says his mind freely, and you're going to get what you see. And that's what a lot of people are liking about him, is he's not, at least he claims to not be a normal politician. But what is the thing that most of those have in common? Most of those have in common is that he provides a voice for the people who are fed up with our government and media. I have talked with many Republicans, and a huge majority cannot stand Trump. So I decided to look a little bit more into who is actually supporting him. So there was a poll that finds only 8% of college degree holding Republican voters plan to vote for Trump, compared to 32% of Republican voters without college degrees. Now, me bringing up this poll is not me calling you stupid if you support Trump. It's just something I like to point out. generally, Trump supporters are coming out of people who are politically uneducated, which also coincides with people who don't normally vote. People who don't normally vote are fed up with corrupt government and skewed media. They're also looking at the past two elections and how McCain should have won and how Romney should have won, but they did not. Trump expresses his anger against them for not winning and promises he will win. The American people like that. What they see is make America great again. And we are going to win, 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 win. We'll be tired of winning. The uneducated Americans that are looking at this can't argue with those two quotes. They look at it and say, yes, I want to make America great again. Yes, we need to win. We are not winning right now. Because of them not being educated, they don't understand Trump's true policies. But that's the beauty of his campaign, is he's bringing out a lot of people who don't normally vote. These people who don't normally vote are looking at the government and they are disgusted by what's going on and they are tired of losing. We're losing to ISIS, we're losing to China, we're losing to Mexico, we need to enforce our border. They don't know the more in-depth about these issues. They just know that we need to fix it. So when you have a candidate that goes up there and says, we are going to fix it, we are going to win, we will not back down, we will stand up to Mexico, we will stand up to China, they are not going to argue with that. They are going to look at this candidate and say, this is who we need in office to take back what our country was founded on. Now, the interesting about that is that he doesn't really look at the Constitution as requirements. He looks at more guidelines, you know, you can follow them. But generally, you know, you do what you want. But they don't know that. They are looking at what he says in the media and what he says in debates, which is we are going to bomb the hell out of ISIS, we're going to destroy them, and we are going to make our country great again. If you watch the debates, you will notice that Trump really never says anything with substance. Whether you're a Trump supporter or not, I want you to go back and look at the debates. Listen to the question and listen to him answer it. If you look at it, notice that he goes in circles. He'll say something, but it is redirecting the question. It is not specifically saying. When every single time he is asked, how is he going to get Mexico to pay for the wall? He always says they're going to pay for it. They're going to pay for it. They're just going to do it. They're going to pay for it. And whenever the moderator asked him or let him know that a previous Mexican president said that they're not going to pay for it, he just said the wall just got 10 feet higher. He, again, did not say how he was going to make Mexico pay for it. This is something that you guys need to look out for. Whenever he's giving his speeches and press conferences, whenever someone asks him a policy question, he does not give a direct answer. Look at that. Because this tells you, if he does become president, he is going to have other people making his policies, not himself. So, in reality, if you vote for Trump, you're going to be voting for whoever he gets on his team to make his policies. Now, that could be good or bad, depending on your political views. But you're not voting directly for this man. You are voting for a team. And I guess you could say that's true for most people. But in his case, almost all of his policies are going to be taken from people that he handpicks. And he won't even know most of what the policies are going to pass. So, Trump supporters are coming from the people who are politically uneducated. The thing is he expresses his anger against all of the things that are wrong with this country, and he is providing a voice. The reason why he's getting so much media is because he's saying off-the-rocker things. Since he gets so much media, he's providing a voice for people. And he promises he's going to win against Hillary Clinton. And people like that. You can't argue with that. Now, I mean, I guess technically you can, considering if you look at the polls on head-to-head between Trump and Clinton, Clinton wins pretty much every time. But from what he's expressing to everyone in all of his rallies and conferences, he promises he will win. That is something that people are striving just to cling on to right now. Because the past two elections, you had McCain and Romney going against Barack Obama, which a lot of Republicans and a lot of people in general believe that Romney and McCain should have won those fights. Romney more so. You know, Trump expresses all the time how Romney should have won and that he kind of gave up at the end, which given, you know, Romney did kind of back off a little bit towards the end, which he shouldn't have. And he probably should have won that election. But Trump is expressing to the whole political class that Romney should have won, and that if Trump was there, Trump would have won. And that's the thing, is the people that are very anti-Obama are looking for someone that will win. Give the Republicans a dedicated win. Right now, you're looking at Hillary Clinton, which is looking like a very difficult candidate to beat, even though she has a lot of other issues going on right now, which we'll discuss in a separate episode. But Trump is saying he promises he is going to beat her. And people like that because they have been, the Republican voters feel like they've been screwed over the last two elections. Now, you know, looking at it, it's really just the political system. You know, you vote for your candidate, and then you have the two candidates in the general election vote against each other. I think Obama won fairly in both elections. That's what the people wanted, and that's what we got. But for Republicans that are fed up with Obama's policies, they want a win. They need a win. They need someone who is going to win, and that's what Donald Trump promises. So, if you are politically uneducated, how are you going to argue with any of that? At the time that this podcast is being recorded, Marco Rubio just dropped out, and that leaves Ted Cruz and John Kasich fighting for votes. Right now, they're just splitting the vote from Trump. There's zero pathway for Kasich to win. Mathematically, it is impossible for John Kasich to get the nomination through normal means. When I say normal means, I mean the only way John Kasich can be our nominee is if you go into a brokered convention. So, there are only two ways for Trump not to win the nomination. And that is either a brokered convention or Kasich dropping out. The possibility of either of those is super slim. Trump is taking in a lot of delegates right now, a lot of votes. Cruz is getting a decent amount, but not enough to win, especially with his current rate. Now, Cruz is winning a lot of states, but Trump is still getting the better end, and especially with Trump winning Florida. That is massive. Massive win for Trump. Cruz, it's still mathematically possible for Cruz to win. Is it likely? Probably not. You see, you see Trump continuing his momentum, especially after Rubio dropped out. You would think that the support for Cruz would go up. I thought so. I thought the support for Cruz would go up. After Rubio dropped out, I would figure that the Rubio supporters would go straight to Cruz, because they're looking for someone that is a consistent conservative. Kasich is more moderate to right. I mean, he is on the Republican ticket, but he does have some moderate policies. And, you know, Kasich could probably get in there and compromise a good amount. You know, he wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But Kasich doesn't have a way to win. Cruz does. And right now, we are looking at this. Cruz is winning several states. But Rubio supporters, let me go back to this really quickly. Rubio supporters were split, essentially, between Cruz and Kasich. There was no jump, really, in either, as far as one over the other. They both went up together. And you even saw some Rubio supporters go to Trump. And especially after Ben Carson's endorsement. Which, I believe that Ben Carson endorsed Trump to get back at Cruz. That's just my personal opinion. Could be because he genuinely believes that Trump will be a great president. And I know a lot of, I know that there have been a lot of endorsements towards Trump, like Sarah Palin, that believe he's going to be a good president. But, either way, Rubio supporters did not all go to Cruz, which Cruz really needed. So now you have a split vote between Cruz and Kasich. And if Kasich does not drop out, which I highly doubt he will, he said that he is in it for the long haul if he wins Ohio, then you're probably going to see a Trump Trump candidacy. The only other way, since Kasich pretty much promised that he's going to be staying in, is at a brokered convention. In a brokered convention, that would mean that Donald Trump does not get the entire amount of delegates he needs, is 1,273.37, something like that. That means that Trump does not, no one gets the amount that the minimum amount of delegates they need to be the candidate. Basically, what would happen is they'd all come together and look at their delegates, put their delegates towards one candidate, and agree on it. This would also be in correlation with the GOP and the RNC. They would have a decent say in it as well. And that would also, you know, that could also bring up the idea of the RNC or GOP putting a completely new guy in there as our candidate. That could be anyone from Mitt Romney to even Sarah Palin. I mean, it could be anyone. Anyone that they pick that they think is going to be a representation of the establishment. So, if they put, if we go into a broker convention, Kasich is booking on going in there and being able to win at that. The odds of Kasich winning in a brokered convention are very small. Very small. Because that would require Cruz to give all of his delegates to Kasich and Rubio and all of the other candidates that have delegates. The possibility of that happening is very slim. Especially when you have Cruz second place with a good amount of delegates. He has a pretty good distance between him and Kasich. So in a broker convention, I would say most likely Cruz would win if it's not someone that the GOP puts in themselves. Looking at it, Trump is not going to give up a single delegate. He is not going to give up a single delegate. Cruz probably not going to give up a single delegate because he's second place. He's going to believe that he's the second runner-up to Trump. He's going to have the belief that he is the one that deserves it if it's not Trump, which, if you're looking at a democracy, it's probably true. But for Cruz to win, you're also going to require, it takes Kasich and Marco Rubio to put their delegates towards Cruz. Then he would win. He'd win. Easy. Easy like that. But Kasich, that if Kasich's looking at his pathway to presidency in a broker convention, he is not going to give up his delegates very easily. He is not going to go down without a fight. Because that's what he's counting on right now. He's counting on a broker convention to win. So, if we don't go into broker convention, and Kasich doesn't drop out, pretty much a guarantee win for Trump. There is a slight possibility for Cruz to win if the Republicans get behind him, but very, very unlikely. Kasich is splitting up that vote way too much. So, with Trump polling in votes that wouldn't normally be there, that turns this whole entire election into one big question mark. Normally, at this stage of the game, people would say, Trump has it for sure. No doubt in our minds. He has it. He has won all these states. He is going to win for sure. But this is not a normal election. We are not talking about a normal primary system. This is an entertainer. Trump is an entertainer. And he is pulling in people that don't normally vote. So, that completely throws all past rules out of the window. I believe that Cruz could win. I believe it is a possibility. I am not completely crossing that off the list. Kasich, I mean, it's pretty easy to go and cross him off the list. But because it is not a normal election, I believe Cruz does have a chance. And I do believe that a broker convention is a possibility. Especially if Kasich stays in. It is a big possibility. So, the RNC do not like Trump. And they will do whatever it takes to make sure they have an establishment guy in office. So, that's going to tie back in to the brokered convention, which essentially the RNC and GOP will try their hardest to pull in as much as they can someone that is establishment and that is more or less larger government. That might be Romney. It's interesting that Romney's getting into this election cycle now. I didn't think Romney was going to run, and he's not going to, unless they try to bring him in to the broker convention. But he is providing a voice right now saying, we cannot elect Trump. And he is working with the RNC and GOP. This did come out, that he is working with the RNC and GOP to make a Trump nomination impossible. He is trying. What this means is he might be our nominee in a brokered convention. That's what I believe is happening. He is working with RNC and GOP to make a brokered convention happen, and maybe he gets in. We will just have to see. This whole election is a big question mark. Because this is history. This has never happened before. If we're looking at this, in American history, this is the most interesting election. You have people who are literally reality TV show hosts redefining politics. You have outsiders winning because people are tired of the corrupt government system. Outsiders are winning this election. At one point, if you looked at it, during the polls, back when Carly Fiorina and Ben Carson were still in the election, Donald Trump was number one, Ben Carson was number two, Carly Fiorina was number three, all political outsiders. The person that everyone thought was going to win, Jeb Bush, who had the most funding, the most super PACs behind him, and he had the name behind him, and he had a good amount of endorsements. His campaign did not do well because he is already a part of that political system. He is a politician, and that's what people are upset with. Corrupt politicians. People that are already inside the system that work it. That are corrupt. And that is why you are seeing outsiders do so well. Given Carly Fiorina didn't last as long as a lot of people would have liked. But you still have people like Ted Cruz. Yes, he is a politician. But he is still considered an outsider. He has not been in politics that long. He is an outsider and he has consistently stood up to conservative values. He has not liked in Senate. That is widely known. But that helps him all the more, because it shows that he is an outsider and he stands up to what his beliefs, to his beliefs, and he does not answer to any PACs. He does not answer to anyone else. That's what people are looking for, and that's why you see a lot of them going to Trump. And one of the reasons why Trump is doing better than Cruz is because Trump has had zero political... He is not a politician. At least that's what he says. Now, just something to point out. Trump donated to most of the campaigns. He donated to Ted Cruz. He donated to Ben Carson. He donated to most of those campaigns. And the most important thing to look at is he endorsed. Not endorsed. He donated to Hillary Clinton 4 times in 2008. He essentially donated money to what might be the person he runs against. If you think Hillary Clinton is not going to bring that up in a general election debate, you are dead wrong. She is going to use that against him. You better believe it. He is a politician. You have to admit it, because he admits he works the system. He has funded politicians, and he admits that he has been a part of what's wrong with our government. He has given money to politicians so he can get what he wants. That is scary. That he is completely saying one thing and going off another. Now, if a broker convention happens, or if there's a higher possibility of it happening going on, I will have an episode dedicated to explaining what a broker convention is. But I just want to have a hypothetical. Let's assume Trump gets the Republican nomination. Where will the educated Republican voters go? Will they have party dedication and stand by whomever is the nominee? Or will they vote by principle and vote for a third party, maybe a libertarian? I believe, and this is why this election is the most unusual. These educated voters, I believe, aren't going to stand by the party. If they are educated and they understand Trump, they understand his policies, they're going to vote for a third party. Especially if they're looking for consistent conservatism or just consistency, period. If they are looking for consistency, they're probably going to vote libertarian or a separate third party, because they are not going to place their vote behind someone who has said he is a chameleon. He can change to whatever he needs to change to. If they are truly educated enough, they are going to vote for a third party. Now, another way to look at it is maybe they, because they are educated, they know that a vote for a third party is a vote for Clinton. It can go either way. That's why this election is so up in the air. We won't know until it comes down to it. We won't know till we get there. That's why it is important to read the news every day and stay updated on this election. Because we are coming to a time where it might take all of us to get together and go behind one candidate. I'm not going to say who I support. If you support Trump, that's okay. I understand you. I understand why. You are upset, you are frustrated, and you want someone to stand up to the government. I completely understand. But think about your vote. Look at what you believe in, and look at the candidate you are considering. Look to see if they are consistent with what you believe. Consistency is key. If they are not consistent, how can we know that their views will not change within a 4-year presidency? Or 8, if they get reelected. How do we know that they aren't going to completely flip-flop again on the issue? They changed once. What's going to stop them from changing again? Now, I do understand. People experience things that change their views. Trump claims that he experienced before he was pro-choice. And then one of their friends was about to get an abortion, but they decided not to. And their child ended up being an amazing person. And Trump saw that, and he realized that abortion's wrong. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt on that one. But if you look at his other issues, and the fact that he said, I identify more as a Democrat, just know, when you're going into that voting booth, you completely understand who you're voting for. That is what I call for every single person that is listening to this to do. Go online and read about your candidate. Know exactly what they believe in and see which one you align with most. I took the I Side With quiz and gave me a decent score for candidate, but it only talks about current views. It does not talk about past views. That's why I'm saying you need to research your candidate, because you are talking about voting for someone that is going to represent our country, talk to other countries, and make deals with other countries, and basically represent what we are. If us as a democracy, if us as an American people, group, say, and end up voting Trump into office, that's who we're saying best represents our beliefs and values. That's the person that's going to represent us to other countries. If that's what we're looking for, great. That's part of democracy. That's part of the voting process. But make sure you completely understand who you're voting for. If you do not completely understand, it is a vote thrown away. And it is not something you can change. I'm not saying this to just Trump supporters. I'm saying this to every single person. Look into the candidate before you vote. If you're voting on the Democratic ticket, look into Hillary Clinton. Look into Bernie Sanders. Look at what they believe, what they have been a part of, what they affiliate themselves with. What, if any scandals, look at how they handled them. Because we are talking about someone that's going to represent our entire country. Now, going back to the topic at hand and closing this out. Whether we like it or not, it appears Trump is on his way towards victory. The only way to stop the Trump train now is for all the Republicans to get behind one candidate. I'm going to say this right now. I know it sounds like I'm very hateful towards Trump. I'm very anti-Trump. But if that's who we vote for, that's who we vote for. I completely respect people who have voted for Trump. I understand it. I understand why you voted for Trump. I also understand people who voted for Cruz, Rubio, Carson, Kasich, Clinton, Sanders, I understand you. I understand why. Just the one thing that I ask is that you research your candidate. That is the one thing that I ask, and our democracy will work. Alright, that's the end of this episode. If you would like to submit a question or topic suggestion, you can do so by emailing ontheissuetopic@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening and bearing through this with me. This is going to be an interesting election season. I hope you guys continue to come back and listen to the next episode. Please submit your topic suggestions so I can make more episodes and have more ideas on what you guys want to know about. I'm more than happy to inform you guys more on the current issues. This podcast did get a little opinionative. I apologize for that. But all I'm asking is that you research your candidate. Thank you guys for listening. See you next time.